AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
We're back at Kalamazoo Lone Arcs High School. Kendall Eddy along with Al Rackesy tonight as the Lady Cardinals pull out a 45-38 victory over Lone Arcs and improve their record to 8-8 on the season. The Coldwater boys here tonight trying to pick up their first win in the Smack East as they come in at 0-8 in the conference and 3-10 overall, facing a Knights team that's been struggling as well. 2-6 in the Smack East and 4-8 overall, coming off a loss to Gull Lake last Friday night by a 66-46 count. Gull Lake, obviously, power in both boys and girls basketball, so sometimes that's not necessarily a good read. The Cardinals, all that disappointing loss at Sturgis last Friday night, Al, and a game where Chance Stewart just took over the game.
Yeah, Coach Kelly and I talked after the game and with Sean, and we just do not have an answer for an athlete as talented as what Chance Stewart is. I mean, he's too agile. He's too mobile. You know, he's just aggressive. And I think he was a little ticked off because we got the silver football. And I think he was doggone if it was if he was going to lose his last basketball game to Coldwater. So we're still going to get to see him during baseball. He is going to play baseball in high school this year. So, yeah, that was a tough one for Coldwater. But, you know, we were in the game, you know, for the most part, but just way too much chance.
Yeah. Well, reload on the road here. Again, another big three games for the Cardinals tonight. They've got Marshall at home tomorrow night and then Gull Lake coming up on Friday night. We'll come back and check the starting lineups for this contest between the boys of Lone Arcs and the boys of Coldwater coming up in just 2 minutes. This is Coldwater Cardinal Basketball on WTVB.
Valentine's Day is Friday, February 14th, and Culey's Jewelry has just the gift for your sweetheart. The new shimmering diamond collection, white gold, yellow gold, or sterling silver. The diamonds dance and move with lovely elegance, a gift that will become a treasured keepsake. Or spice up her Valentine's with a new heartbeat for her bracelet starting at $25. Valentine's is also the most romantic holiday of the year, a time to say, "Will you marry me?" with an extraordinary diamond engagement ring from Culey's Jewelry. Culey's diamonds are hand-chosen for quality and beauty with prices lower than any chain store. Right here in Coldwater, Culey's is the diamond source for the best prices and service you expect. With engagement rings starting at $299 and going to the sky's the limit, Culey's is something for everyone. This Valentine's Day, make Culey's your first choice in jewelry. Located downtown Coldwater since 1968.
Harold has it. That's right. Harold has it. Harold Chevrolet Buick has it all. We are the tri-state area's largest volume dealer. And you know what large volume means? Huge discounts. We have over 200 vehicles ready for immediate delivery. We are so confident that we will not be undersold that we have the low price guarantee. If we cannot beat a competitor's price, we will pay you $1,000. That's right. Harold has it. The low price guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is the home of guaranteed credit approval. We are so confident that we can get you approved for a loan, we guarantee it, or we pay you $1,000. All you need is income of about $800 a month and a small down payment or trade, and you will be driving home a nicer, newer car today. That's right. Harold has it. Credit approval guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is one of Indiana's only certified elite service facilities. We have a low price guarantee on all tires for all makes and all models. See us for all your automotive needs. You don't have to look any further than 824 North Wayne Street, just north of the mound in downtown Angola, or visit us online at haroldchevrolet.com. Because if you're looking for it, Harold has it.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Let's take a look at the start. That's what it's going to be. Why? First quarter stand over. March 3rd, first quarter stand over. In 2014, first of the night of the Lone Arcs. With Chad, sophomore, 135 pounds. Right now, with Chad, senior, Marcus Torres, at the fourth position. Lewis Mitchell, this was a sophomore, Trevor Armato, and a 6'1", 190-pound junior, Eddie Gillian. For the Cardinals, starting lineup, Michael Magos, the 5'11 junior, one guard position, and the 6-foot senior Brant Maurer at the other guard position. At forward positions for the Cardinals, the 6-foot-1 junior Blaze Watson, and the 6-foot-3 senior Ryan Mock, and at center, the 6-foot-4 junior Logan Taggart.
Well, the one thing we don't have this year going for us is there's no Bishop Robinson for the Lionheart Knights.
Well, that's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
A very good thing. The Knights win the opening tip. Work to the bucket in our rights, and here's Wells Lindsay with the ball. Top of the key. Over there is Torres. Down to the corner. Here's the three-point try. Up off the iron. No good. Tip around. Kept alive by Lionheart. Going back to the hole. Stripped there by Magos and out of bounds as Gillian was trying to go back up with it. Michael's got a hand in there and knocked it away. Lionheart will trigger it into the baseline with Torres. Bounce to the corner. They go to Mitchell. On top. Mitchell. Grant Mitchell off the iron. No good. Down low. They look. Little spin around move in the paint. No good. Tipped out there by Grant Mitchell. Pick up top and across half court. Pick up there by Lionheart. They call it over and back. And the Cardinals will get the ball back. Holding under the pressure underneath. Blaze Watson inbounding right out in front of us into the backcourt to Michael Magos, who's really stepped up the last couple of weeks for the Cardinals.
He certainly has. He's done a very nice job.
Coming baseline, here's Maurer. Gets sealed off there. Needs some help. Scoops it up and off the iron, no good. Kept alive there by Ryan Mock. Turns around from the three-point line and drills it on the line. A two-pointer. Ryan Mock gets the Cardinals on the board with 7:03 to play. Down to the corner for Lloyd Norris. Up in a three-point shot. But nailing it is Marcus Torres for three. So a 3-2 lead for Lloyd Norris.
Full court pressure being applied, man-to-man.
And Blaze Watson steps out on the sideline right out in front of the Lloyd Norris bench.
You know, we made Brian Mock, our McDonald's player of the game last week. He's done a really nice job all season long and really stepped up his game of late as well.
3-2, Cardinals trail, lob down to the baseline for Eddie Gillian, and they're going to call it, a foul on the Cardinals down low. But he stepped out. The Cardinals, Logan Taggart with the foul. His first, team first here in this boys' contest. The Cardinals win the girls' game by a 45-38 count. Inbound, down to the baseline, shot no good there for Lloyd Norris's Wells Lindsay. Michael Magos spinning around Lindsay. Going to the right side, right in front of the Lloyd Norris bench. Now on top they go to Maurer. Down to the baseline, left side. Here's Blaze Watson. Pulls up for the 8-footer, no good. Rebound coming away to Grant Mitchell. Lloyd Norris will push it. They'll lob it down low. Picked up and off the glass and good by Trevor Arlotto. They'll lob over the top. And he dumps it up and in. Magos, they beat the pressure coming across the timeline. Maurer going to the baseline himself, off the glass, no good. Taggart got a piece of it, goes back strong, no good on the shot, gets it again, goes up, and this time he's half.
Good job of battling under there by Logan Taggart.
The one thing I like, he did not put it on the floor.
Yes. That is, yeah.
Stayed right there and went up strong with it. The foul goes on Eddie Gillian, his first. At the line is Logan Taggart. Free throw, in and out, no good. Cardinals trail 5-2 in the opening quarter.
Logan about a 57% shooter from the charity stripe.
Second one is up, and this one is good.
More of a line drive shot there.
Cardinals cut it to two. Wells Lindsay down court, into the corner for Marcus Torres. Maurer all over him. Stops, top of the key, headed off there to Gabriel Wells Lindsay. Looks inside, ball kicked away by the Cardinals. They'll inbound on the side. The Knights lead by two and have the ball. 5-3 with 5:39 to play here in the opening quarter. Inbound to Grant Mitchell. Make his way to the corner. Give it off there to Wells Lindsay. Misses on the lay-in. The rebound taken away by Taggart. He's working on Magos coming down court. Michael, in pressure, throws it down to looking for Mock, but tipped away by Lionheart.
Yeah, Michael Magos playing with a lot more confidence this year. You know, he's only a junior, but
Power on the inbound, and it's tipped away. Well, Lindsay gets it. Magos trying for it, and they get tied up together And Lindsay goes to the floor. Leonard's ball on the side. Second team foul on the Cardinals. First on Magos. 5-3. Lloyd Orts with the lead. They were thinking about the alley-oop back to Grant Mitchell. Wasn't there. Mitchell gets it back to the free throw line. They go inside. Here's a little scoop off the glass and good by Killian. Out to the free throw line. Put one bounce on the floor. Ducks underneath the defense. Puts it up and in. 7-3. Lloyd Orts with the lead. 5 minutes to play. Opening quarter. Feed inside to Hawk and it's picked off. Here comes Wells Lindsay, feeding off to the baseline, and Orts goes strong in the hole. Bauer whacks him hard, but the bucket goes in, and at the line of scorers to shoot the free throw. Mangos will come out. Luke Beckison will come in to run the point for the Cardinals.
If you're going to commit that foul, you got to make sure they don't score the bucket. Unfortunately, Torres was able to score the bucket.
9-3, yeah, went up strong. He got hacked by Bauer. 9-3, Lloyd Orts with the lead. Free throw is up, and it's good by Torres. So senior now has 6 out of Lloyd Orts' 10 points. Brian Mock in the backcourt. Plays Watson, up ahead to go to Beckhusen, tipped away. Ball tipped away at half court. Finally picked up there by Lloyd Orts. Cardinals giving the ball away way too much, kind of like the girls did earlier.
Sure are.
Inside, here's the move by Lloyd Orts. Step away, Marlowe gets it. The cutter, up off the glass and in, and quickly it's a 12-3 lead for Lloyd Orts. Timeout called by Coldwater. We'll take a break as well, 60 seconds. This is Coldwater Cardinal Basketball on WTVB.
Today's competitive business climate demands that you operate your fleet at peak efficiency. This is Mark Lubberry from Warner Oil. With Pacific Pride, you can take control of your fleet cost. Pacific Pride has over 2,000 sites nationwide, open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. No matter how many trucks you fuel or where you fuel, you'll get just one bill from our office for better fuel accountability. To learn how you can become a frequent fueler, call us or stop by Warner Oil Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. At Warner Oil, we're also your source for heating oil. By using our convenient Keep Full program, you can be sure your family will be warm this winter when it's cold outside. Our Nature's Comfort wood pellet stoves heat up to 2,500 square feet and allow you to supplement your current heating system. For more information, call us at Warner Oil today or stop by our office Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 p.m. at 400 Race Street in Coldwater and at Roost Oil at 6651 South Eden Road, Reading.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Well, up to this point, the Cardinals have not found any answer for the Lloyd Orts pressure, and again, turn it over again, coming out of the timeout. Quickly, here comes Suarez to the hole, left-handed left is good, and fouled, and it's 14-3. The Cardinals just giving the ball away, and Lloyd Orts taking advantage of it. Twice the steal, got the ball to Torres, layup, and the foul. As Watson will come out, as Hadley will come in, and Torres is going to go to the free throw line.
Cardinals are not getting the ball to the middle of the floor, and as soon as they get the ball to the outside, Lenorix is trapping, and Cardinals not able to find the open man.
Torres makes the free throw, and he has 9 points now. Beckhusen to Hadley, puts it on the floor, now gives it off to Mock, in the backcourt still, off to Luke Beckhusen. Cardinals now get it across the timeline of the pass to Mock. Or to Beckhusen. They try to trap him in the corner. Down to the corner is Maurer, left side for the Cardinals. Single man pressure there. Beckhusen puts it on the floor. Bounce out to Hadley. Corner right side. Dagger, free throw line. Maurer up top. Looks inside. Kick it back out. Hadley comes free throw line. Jumper up and off the mark. No good. Rebound tip around. Beckhusen comes out with it.
Smallest guy out there.
Mock. Looks at the three, doesn't take it. Handed off to Beckhusen now. 3:46 to play. Down low, they go to Maurer. Scoop up and good. Nicely done. Hadley saw him well and hit him. 15-5. Cardinals still trail by 10, but a good bucket there.
Nice reverse layup by Grant Maurer.
Good possession for Coldwater. Here comes Lenorch down to the baseline. Shot no good. 16-footer. Rebound, though. Go up by Mitchell and off the iron. No good. A rebound, Taggart. Cardinals hold defensively. Beckhusen behind his back dribble. He'll try to trap him at half court. Give off to Maurer, the double team him. Over to Beckhusen. He'll penetrate. Go to baseline. in trouble now. He's double-teamed, and we've got a whistle. And this will be on number four, Grant Mitchell. That's his first, team second on Loyn-Orix. Loyn-Orix, 5'8" junior, Spencer Welsh. So they're just running guys in, throwing at you. Beckhusen to Mock in the corner. Stops, give it off to Beckhusen on that right side. Puts it on the floor, reverses his dribble. Comes up top for Maurer. Swinging around to the left side for Mock. 2:55 to play. Opening quarter. Cardinals trail by 10. Taggart over to Maurer on the right side now. That's spinning. Nothing there. Feed inside to Mock. Trying to force feed it through a couple of guys. And off Mock's hands and out of bounds. He's got crunched in there.
Yeah. Good idea, but, you know, again, too many Loyn-Orix Knights around.
Seam was not there. Here's the lob to the corner for Loyn-Orix. For Welsh, they'll bring another dribble, top of the key, big high dribble. It almost been called for carry. There's Welsh into the paint, gets tripped up by Hadley, and down on the floor hard. That's the fourth foul on Curtis.
They're going to give that on Maurer, too.
Huh? He and Hadley kind of crunched him there.
Yep.
Nate Waterbury will come into the Cardinal lineup as Maurer comes out. That's his second foul. Waterbury, the sophomore. So a pair of sophomores on the floor for Coldwater right now. Inbound, booted away by the Cardinals. Loyn-Orix will get it again underneath their own bucket. 15-5. The Knights on top with 2:29 to play in this opening period. From the corner, the three-point try will not go. Ball tipped around, kept alive by Loyn-Orix. Back up and no good. Rebound by Taggart on the double miss by Trevor Orlato. Here's Cardinals coming down low with it. Shot will not go for Hadley. Rebound, fought for and out of bounds. Off Loyn-Orix. Taggart doing a nice job battling there on the baseline.
Good job by Ryan Hadley keeping that ball alive as well.
Waterbury will trigger it into Mock. Back to Waterbury, but wasn't there. Now we'll swing it around left side. Luke Beckhusen puts it on the floor. Comes back between the circles. Stops his dribble. Torres on him. Ryan Mock, now they feed it underneath. They hit the bottom of the backboard looking for the pass across the lane to Waterbury. Here comes Torres. Long three and no. In and out. Will not go. Ball saved by the Cardinals down on the baseline. By Beckhusen. Minute 40 to play.
Cardinals having a hard time keeping up with the speed of the Knights.
And Beckhusen dribbles it off his own foot and out of bounds. 15-5. Loyn-Orix with a lead with a minute 33 to play. Welsh puts it on the floor. Ahead to Parlato. Into the corner for Grant Mitchell for Loyn-Orix. Speed down low, tipped away by the Cardinals, but coming up with it, high off the glass, and it is Parlato. The ball got knocked away by the Cardinals, but right to Parlato's hands. Banks it high off the glass, and in. They lead by a dozen. Now 17-5.
Cardinals need a break or two like that.
Well, Waterbury, double-teamed on the sideline. Gives to Mock. Brian, looking inside, Sip kicks it out to Luke Beckhusen. Hand it off to Waterbury up top. Hadley puts it on the floor. Comes to the free throw line. Put it up off the yard. No good. And right there for the rebound, Loyn-Orix.
No Cardinals underneath the boards for the rebound either.
Torres pushing it down court. Down to the corner. High arching three-point shot will not go. Rebound by Gillian. Turn around to the paint. No good. Rebound. Waterbury for the Cardinals. Trying to clear out traffic here. Comes down that left side with 37 seconds to play. And there's Torres on the reach-in.
His first team third.
Cardinals put him out on the side. Loyn-Orix brings in Jimmy Reed Russell, senior. Also, Devon Mitchell, 6'1", junior. They just keep running them in. 17-5, and that's how you can keep up that pressure.
You betcha.
Hadley, baseline, turnaround, hook, and good. 17-7. Here's a steal by Beckhusen. Goes to the bucket and he's fouled. Foul goes against Keegan Banks. Just, excuse me, Davon Mitchell still in the game. And Mac Husen will be at the line shooting soon. Cardinals trail by 10 with 27 seconds to play in the opening quarter, 17-7. Free throws up and good by Mac Husen. 8:45 to play. 7:45 of the clock and 27 seconds left. Looking at my watch and my brain went somewhere else. First free throw is no good. Second one good though by Waterbury. Check that. He makes them both. Got to reset my buttons here. 17-9. Here we go. Cardinals trail by a dozen. And they have now cut it to a 17-9 margin. Coming scoop off the glass, no good by Grant Mitchell for Lenoir. 6:54 seconds to play. Waterbury with the ball. I don't think he knows what time there is in the clock. Ball loose. Waterbury going to throw it up at the buzzer sound. No foul.
No foul.
No shots. No score. 17-9 at the end of the first quarter. Lenoir leads the Cardinals. We'll take a 1 minute break. This is Coldwater Cardinal basketball on WTVB.
Don't go on a date in an old car you hate. Hey, Coldwater, matchmakers Michelle Streets
and Melissa Hanna here.
It's February, so this month we're matching people up with the car of their dreams.
During our Meet Your Match sales event,
you could get up to $1,500 off a nicer, newer car today.
Now that's a sweetheart of a deal.
Heart been broken by bad credit rejection in the past?
Our For the People credit approval process
has better aim than Cupid with a crossbow.
And the banks and lenders want to say yes, 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 yes.
So if you're car just isn't doing it for you anymore,
find love again during our Meet Your Match sales event.
Get up to $1,500 off a hot new ride and get matched up with a nicer, newer car you'll love today.
But hurry, this deal is like young love and won't last forever.
I'm Michelle Streets.
And I'm Melissa Hanna,
a dealer for the people. Visit us at Rainbow Motor Sales in Coldwater
or online at rainbowmotorsales.com.
AM 1590, FM 95.5. WTVB.
We're back at Lenoir High School, and the Cardinals a little shell-shocked after that opening quarter, trailing 17-9, getting the ball to start the second quarter. Well, Lenoir's pressure, like it was in the girls' game, causing all kinds of problems for the Cardinals. In the girls' game, the Cardinals able to pull out the win, 45-38 here, down big against Lenoir. And a little scoop shot off the glass will not go for Ryan Mott. And here comes Lenoir, back the other way.
Yeah, the speed and the quickness of Lenoir just creating all kinds of problems for the Cardinals.
12-foot jumper down to the corner will not go for Jimmy Reed Russell. Here come the Cardinals. Josh Mills is checked in, and he was hassling Waterbury coming down the baseline, who hands it off to Adley, who scoops it off the glass and in. Ryan's first bucket of the game, and the Cardinals now trail by just 17-11. So fighting their way back into this.
Ryan Adley trying to get involved in the offense here tonight.
Down to the baseline. Lenoir off the glass, partially blocked there by Mock, and here come the Cardinals the other way. Waterbury head to Adley. Feed it inside to Taggart, and he's fouled. So that's five team fouls on Lenoir. Jimmy Reed Russell picks up the foul. Waterbury will come out. Scott Case will come in for the Cardinals. Reed Russell at his first, as we said, 15 foul. So Taggart comes out and Waterbury stays in. So a smaller lineup for the Cardinals out of the floor right now.
Much smaller.
Looking inside and the ball tipped away. Cardinals come back up with it. Mock with a loose ball. Here comes Waterbury in the baseline and he's pushed by Davon Mitchell. So that's six team fouls. The Cardinals getting closer to that Devon situation, which certainly will help them. They trail 17-11 with 6:49 to play in the second quarter. Scout Case on the inbound to Hadley. Will turn around to the paint, up and good.
Ryan Hadley, 6 points on the night for him.
And a turnover in the backcourt. Torres stopped, pulled his foot, and unforced error. The Cardinals will get it back, trailing by just four. And let's see if they can cut it to two.
That is.
Mac Husen gets it to Mock. Going strong on the hole off the glass. Got himself a little out of shape on that one. The Cardinals don't get it back. Here comes Waterbury to the paint, scoop it up, and good! The Cardinals trail by just two, 17-15.
Great drive to the hoop by Nate Waterbury.
That's what he brings to the game here, even as a sophomore, not afraid to go to the hole. The Cardinals need that at times.
And he's got a good outside shot as well.
17-15. Here's the try just inside the three-point lane. Will not go there for Wells Lindsay, and the Cardinals come away with the board. Chance to tie it up here or maybe take the lead. Here comes Nate to the lane. Across the lane, they go up underneath, and shot up by Hadley is good, and we're tied at 17.
How about that?
The shed, Ryan Hadley wants to get in the game offensively. He's got 8 points now. Lee Colmore scores. Torres, corner left side. Up top they go. Wells Lindsay back to Torres. Looked at the three. Cardinal defense came at him, though. Free throw line, jumper, turn around, and it goes for Lewis Mitchell in the game.
Just a little too much height for Lewis Mitchell over Nate Waterbury.
Now Case comes across the timeline with it for the Cardinals. Gives it back again, top of the key. Ryan Mock to the corner. Right side to Waterbury. Here comes Hadley. Pulls up free throw line, jumper. Oh, no good. Went down the cylinder, popped back out again. 19-17. Lloyd Orch with a lead. Switching the hands. Lindsay coming to the paint. Off the glass, no good. The follow-up is good there by Eddie Gillian for the Knights, and they lead 21-17. Waterbury at half court, stripped of the ball, but Scout Case comes up with it. He loses the ball at about the free throw line. The Knights will come across the timeline with it now. They lead by four with 4:50 to play in the second quarter. Wells Lindsay, top of the key, and we've got a travel. Hold his foot.
Take it.
Looks in disbelief. So what'd I do? Everybody else that just saw it. And when you're the player, you never think you do.
Oh, no. Absolutely not.
Otherwise, you wouldn't do it. Ryan Mock on the inbound for the Cardinals. Mock, Case, Waterbury, Beckhusen, and Hadley on the floor right now. Scout gives it off there to Waterbury. Free throw line for Nick. Give it off to Luke. Coming to the baseline. Scoop up and good. Attacking the basket. That's what the Cardinals have struggled with all year, and now they're getting it, a little dose going here. Into the paint. A little turnaround there. Move for Eddie Gillian, and it goes.
Yep. Let him loose underneath there. He's their leading scorer on the season.
23-19. Cardinals go inside. Beck using looking down low. Probably should take it at home himself. Trying to go across the lane to Hadley. Had it knocked away by Loy Norris. Locke will come out. Blaze Watson will come into the Cardinal lineup. Coldwater trailing by just four. They have the ball on the baseline. On the inbound, Scout Case will trigger it in there. Bounce it inside and it's stripped away from Hadley. Picked up there by Loy Norris. Torres on the dribble coming across half court. Cardinals pick up the pressure on him. Now they go down to the corner. Williams with the ball. Torres back between the circles. Scout Case gives him room. 23-19. Lloyd Arch with the lead. There's Beckhusen jumping the passing lane, knocking it out of bounds. They look to the corner there for Spencer Welsh, and Beckhusen read it well. Lloyd Arch seeing him out on the side. Torres between the circles now on the dribble.
Waters in a 2-3 zone right now.
Looking down low, the ball off the glass, no good for Lloyd Norris. Scramble for it, put it back up strong. The right hand was Nate Gillian for the bucket. 25-19. Lloyd Norris on top. Cardinals have tied it up. And now find themselves down by six. Across the timeline is Scout Case. Double team, give it off to Beckhusen. Back up top, they look for Waterbury, but throw it over his head. Oh. Hey, from going out of bounds by Lloyd Norris, but right back to the Cardinals. Torres thought he should let it go. There's the foul on Lloyd Norris, and that'll send Nate Waterbury in line shooting one of the bonus. Jagger comes in, Hadley comes out, Magnus comes in. And Beckhusen comes out.
Now, JV squad, they shoot about 77% on the varsity squad here. They had about 55% at the free throw line.
Free throws up, and no good. He used to be Elks Hoop Shoot champion, too. 25-19. 2:53 to play. Here's a shot from the corner. Three-point try for Lenore. Still will go. That goes to the rebound. Scout Case pushes ahead to Waterbury. He gets sealed off. Gets almost run over. They go baseline. Here's Blaze Watson for the pass from Taggart. Up and good. 25-21.
Nice pass from Taggart. Blaze Watson's first bucket of the night.
4-point Lenore lead. Cardinals with Case and Waterbury up top. Swing it over to DeMarco Williams. Into the paint. Here's the cutter now on the baseline. Will not go for Torres. And a whistle and a foul. Check out Spencer Welsh coming baseline.
Logan Taggart coming down with that rebound.
And the foul goes against Lenore. That'll send Taggart back the other way. That's the eighth team foul. Eddie Gillian second. Taggart shooting one of the moments. Cardinals with Blaze Watson, Michael Magos, Taggart, Dave Waterbury, and Scout Case on the floor right now. It's up and it's no good. Rebound, and did Lenore jump the lane? Yeah. Coming in early was Jimmy Reed Russell, and so Taggart will get a chance to shoot again. Cardinals trail by four with 2:17 to play in the opening half. Free throw is up and good, so he'll get the second.
That's the way to make it hurt, Logan.
He's turned and started going back the other way. Well, wait, no, I got one more, don't I? And it's no good on the second free throw. Rebound taken away by Jimmy Reed Russell. 25-22. Cardinals trail by three. Here's Torres launching a three off the iron. No good. A rebound taken away by Lloyd North. They'll go back up to Torres. He'll come baseline. Blocked there by Blaze Watson. Great play, and Blaze comes up on the dribble. Bounce down to the corner for Scout Case. Back into Blaze Watson. Blaze pulls up just inside the three-point line. Misses there. Rebound taken away by Lloyd North.
Oh.
Big eye dribble by Torres. Probably should have been a
carrying the ball.
Check out, that was Welsh. Now they get it to Torres over in the corner. For the tattoo on his arm, they look identical. Torres with a tattoo. He'll pull up with a three and off the iron, no good. A rebound taken away by Michael Magos, all alone underneath. Quickly pushed ahead to Waterbury. He's not going to get to it. Or is the ball still alive? He did get to it. He did inbounds. Everybody thought it was out. Ball then bounces into the Lenore bench. The Cardinals had gotten there. That would have been an easy run to the bucket, probably.
None of the other Cardinals hustle down the court.
25-22. Lenore with the lead with a minute 15 to play here in the opening half. Torres. Cross court they go to Wells Lindsay. Back to Torres on the left side. Back to Wells Lindsay. He'll pull up just inside the three-point line. No good. Magos with another rebound. Push it ahead to Blaze Watson. He'll come to the hole. There, get back out. Scout Case, three-point try. It's good. Scooter nails it. And it's 25-25. Pass ahead. Underneath they go. Scoop off the glass. And good. Cardinals did not get back. And Mason Carlotto, and he puts it off the glass and in. 43 seconds to play in the opening half. Lenore's back by two. Watson gives up his dribble. Off to Case. Back to Blaze in the backcourt. The Scout. Puts it on the floor, comes across the timeline. The Blaze now with 30 seconds to play. Playing catch up top with Blaze. Scout hands it off.
Play for one and score that last bucket. Go in tied up.
27-25. Lenore's with the lead. Scout down the baseline. 6 foot off. No good. Rebound taken away by Lenore. And here they come on the run. Wells Lindsay down low to Parlato. Loses the ball on the floor. Jump ball. So we got timeout called by Lenore. Before the jump ball situation. So Matt Kobolts calls the timeout with 7.7 seconds to play. A 30-second timeout will keep it here. It'll be Lenore's ball just before the timeout, or just before the halftime break.
It would be great if the Coldwater Cardinals could come up with a defensive stop here with just 7.7 seconds to go and just go into the locker room at halftime down two. They've done a great job of battling back here in the second quarter.
27-25 is our score. Lenore on top. Cardinals looked like they were going to get blown out early. Came back and actually tied this thing up. And now down by just two. Coming out of the timeout. It's Case, Taggart, passes. Watson. Waterbury, and that goes on the floor.
Give up the easy bucket here.
The Lenorix does. Will they get it into five? They feed it inside. A little left-hand scoop off the glass, and that is Orlato. 3 seconds to play, and the Cardinals turn over at the baseline on the inbound, step it over the line. So with 3.1 seconds to play, Lenorix will get the ball back. Wow.
Can't afford that.
Mock comes in. Watson comes out. Mock will be on Parlato, who scored that last bucket. 2, 1 second. Parlato heaves up the three. Well, short at the half. Lenorix goes to the locker room with a 4-point lead, 29-25.
Well, again, the Cardinals did a great job of battling back. It looked like it was going to be a Lenorix blowout early in this game, and the Cardinals definitely outscored Lenorix, I believe, there in that second quarter. We'll get those totals up here shortly, but good job by the Cardinals of fighting back.
We'll get to our halftime show coming up. We'll take this four-minute break and come back. Four-minute break, we'll come back from Lenorix High School in just a couple of moments. This is Cardinal Basketball on WTVB.
Everyone is experiencing hard times in one way or another. For some, it has been the loss of a job or their home. For others, it has been worrying about money and struggling to make ends meet. For some, it has led to issues with the children or in their marriage. It affects everyone differently. Some people become depressed. Some people have increased anxiety. Some turn to alcohol or drugs, while others may even have thoughts of suicide. In these hard times, it is important to remember that you are not alone, that your feelings are nothing to be ashamed of, and help is there 24 hours a day, just a phone call away at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Just pick up the phone and call 279-8404. When you need help dealing with the hard times that are impacting your life, turn to Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. We are always there when you need help. At Pines Behavioral Health, we believe that life should be enjoyed, not endured.
The piggy bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer is just like a piggy bank, but even better.
Birdwatching is your lifetime ticket to the theater of the outdoors. This winter, let Nottawa Gas Company and Tekonja help you transform your backyard into an oasis of nature. At Nottawa Gas, they stock more than 20,000 bird feeders, a wide variety of premium bird seed, bird houses, bird baths, and bird bath heaters for all your feathered friends. They're more than gas. Nottawa Gas Company, just east of Nottawa on M66, south of Tekonja on Old 27, or online at nottawagas.com.
Hi, this is Dawn Heisler, nurse administrator from Drew's Place of Coldwater. In working with the Drew's family for the last 16 years, we know that making decisions regarding assisted living can be very difficult. Our staff has been trained to assist our residents and care for them as part of the extended Drew's family. We have created an environment of trust, care, and hospitality in this community that we can all be proud of. Call us today at 278-9494-4A2R. We look forward to helping you make Drew's Place your choice for assisted living.
Doday's On-Time Services is the name to know when you need to heat or cool your home. Make sure your water heater is heating, improve the quality of your drinking water, or repair any type of plumbing problem. Now, that's a lot of services, and that's why they also offer a Priority Club membership. For a yearly fee, they'll do an annual maintenance check on all your systems. Plus, you'll get discounts on parts when you need them and priority service when you have a problem. That's Doday's On-Time Services, your trusted plumbing and heating company. Call 278-2995, 278-2995.
Did you know that for over 80 years, Warner Oil Company has been providing the residents of Branch County and the surrounding area with quality fuels and lubricants? This is Glenn. Since the 1930s, Warner Oil has supplied customers with home heating oil, farm diesel fuel, and engine oils and grease. We want to thank our customers for making us the number one fuel oil distributor in Branch County. Your support allowed us to deliver over 5 million gallons of gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants last year. With our commitment to customer service, you can be confident that you will always get prompt and courteous service when you need it the most. Our facilities and our equipment provide assurance that your fuel and lubricants will be clean and secure without any contamination. Stop by Warner Oil today at 400 Ray Street in Coldwater, or you can visit us at Roost Oil on M49 in Reading. Both offices are open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad, more than a step, a leap, not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
Time at Kalamazoo Lower Arcs High School. Ken Delaney along with Al Rackesy tonight. Our producer engineer back at the studios in Coldwater is Sean Delaney. Sean Watson. Sean Delaney. I should know. He's my own kid. Mm-hmm. Our halftime report brought to you by Branch County Abstract and Title. Wishing good luck to the Cardinals for title insurance, escrow closings, or other title or abstract services. Turn to Branch County Abstract and Title. Local business serving Branch County since 1887, where their employees have over 230 years of experience. Branch County Abstract and Title is located at 22 Timmons Plaza in Coldwater. Give them a call, 278-6960. For the Cardinals, again, they looked early on, almost reverse of that first game. Well, the girls looked like they were going to blow out Lloyd Arks' girls, and then Lloyd Arks made it a close game. Cardinals pulling away at the end for a 45-38 victory. Here in this one, it looked like the Coldwater boys were going to get blown out of the gym by the speed and the pressure of Lloyd Arks. But then they were able to settle down, get a little pressure of their own going, dominate, I thought, the rebounds, and then and get some key buckets, and now only trail by four here at the half.
No question about it, Ken. The exact reverse of the girls' game, just like you said. Great job by the Cardinals of bouncing back there in the second half. They outscored Lloyd Arks 16-12 in that second half to battle back and get into this game, and trail now by four. Actually had an opportunity to even make it closer than that, but unfortunately turned the ball over a couple of times there late in that first half. And as a result, Lanark's able to tack on another bucket there. So, but got some statistics here if you'd like to go over those.
Let's
so for Coldwater leading the way, and it's nice to see him get involved. And Ryan Hadley leading the way with 8 points. Next is Luke Beckhusen with four, Scout Case trained at three. And then Blaze Watson with two, Ryan Mock with two, Logan Taggart with two, Nate Waterbury with two, and Logan Taggart with nine big rebounds on the boards for the Cardinals. And Cardinals shot 40% from the field in the first half. They were only one of one from the free throw line. One of one from the three-point line, and four of seven from the charity stripe, so 57.1%. The problem for the Cardinals were turnovers, 12 for the Cardinals and just four for Lloyd Arks. Points off of those turnovers, 14 for Lloyd Arks and six for the Cardinals, so there's an eight-point deficit there. But the Cardinals out-rebounded the Knights, 24-20. And beat them in second chance points, 7-4, and points off the bench, which you had Ryan Hadley coming off the bench with the eight. So Cardinals with 17-2 advantage with points off the boards. First quarter went to the Knights, 17-9. Second quarter went to the Cardinals, 16-12. And we're at 29-25 right now in favor of the Lloyd Arks Knights.
If you're attacking offensively, what do you need to do, do you think, for the Cardinals here in the second half to make sure they can to get some points here?
I think they need to have help getting the basketball down the floor because Lloyd Arks is still going to put pressure on you. I think you'll see them put more pressure on. It seems like they backed off a little bit there in the second period and whatnot. But the Cardinals need to just keep taking it to the hoop like they have been. They've been doing a good job of hustling the ball down the floor, which they played a little tentatively, it seemed like, in the first quarter. Second quarter, they were much more aggressive, and they need to keep that aggressiveness going here going into the second half.
Yeah, one of the few teams this year the Cardinals will play that really doesn't have a height advantage on Coldwater.
Oh, no. There's definitely no real height advantage out here. The only real advantage that I can see that Lloyd Arks has, they're a lot more quicker and more agile than what we are, and that did cause some problems there in that first quarter for the Cardinals, but height-wise, you know, we match up with them real well. And again, Logan Taggart has just been an animal on the boards. Nine Total rebounds, 6 defensive and 3 offensive rebounds. So Cardinals doing a good job there.
Thanks, Spring. Shorts Root Beer Stand will be opening for the season on Monday, March 3rd. Shorts Root Beer Stand at the corner of Bunton and West Chicago Streets, Coldwater, where your debit and credit cards will be gladly accepted in 2014. 29-25, the Cardinals with the, well, they trailed by 4 here at halftime, but had the win earlier in the girls' varsity contest, 45-38, 16 points for Kenzie Galloway, 10 for Kendall Galloway. To lead the Cardinals in that one in the game where they had a big lead early, and they let that get away, and then held on for the victory at the end for the Cardinals. They moved to 8-8 on the season with that win, which was significant for them, obviously, for the girls. Great victory, and especially with a tough week coming up on the road at Marshall tomorrow night, and then on the road at Gull Lake on Friday, the two co-leaders in the SMAC East right now on the girls' side of things.
And the week doesn't get any easier for Coach Ken Smoker, that's for sure, and the girls. But hopefully they can play as well as they did against Marshall the last time and come up with a victory.